Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
So, to begin things, what are the changing demographics in Australia for women having children?
Yeah, look, we know that in about the last 25 years that the number of women starting a family in their 30s has doubled. So it's gone from about 23% or so of women starting families in their 30s in 1991 to now being really close to 50%. So there really is there has been a rapidly changing demographic in terms of the time at when people are starting to consider starting a family.
Okay, wow. Well, whenever this discussion comes up about women having babies later in life, there's always the talk about the risks. What risks are posed to women who are going through pregnancy later in life?
Yeah, look, so I guess because things have changed so rapidly, we don't know lots about women who are much older starting families. But what we do know is that we consider women over 35 to have an advanced age pregnancy, and we know that these women are more likely to have complications during their pregnancy. So they're more likely to have preeclampsia, which is high blood pressure during their pregnancy, which often requires the baby to be delivered early. They're more likely to have gestational diabetes, which is diabetes that happens only during pregnancy, which also compromises the baby. And we know that half of these women are going to need to have their baby delivered via cesarean section, so they're not going to be able to undergo a natural birth, that they're going to have an intervention to have their baby as well.
Okay. Are there any risks to children involved with it?
Yeah, so we know that the children are obviously, if they're exposed to a preeclamptic pregnancy or a pregnancy that has gestational diabetes, that we know that that means that there are risks for the baby too. So the babies are at risk of being born early and small. So we know that means that there's risks for the baby for their lung development and perhaps for their neurological development. So there's lots of complications there. But also being a baby of a gestational diabetes pregnancy means that they're more likely to spend more time in hospital, both the mother and the baby. And they're often more likely to be born large too, as a result of the gestational diabetes, which means which also puts them at risk for having diabetes in later life. So it's not just the mother that we're worried about, but we're also worried about the baby.
Mm. Okay. To sidetrack a bit, you've said that women could have children post menopause. How does IVF allow postmenopausal pregnancy?
So I guess menopause is the time at which your egg reserve runs out. We know that women are born with all the eggs that they'll ever have. And as they begin to age, those eggs are used up every time they have a menstrual cycle. And then menopause happens when all of the eggs have run out. So I guess the limitation to having a pregnancy when menopause has happened is the hormones coming from your ovary where the eggs are stored and the eggs. So I guess artificially what we can do is we can use eggs from a donor, someone probably younger who still has eggs left, and we can use artificial doses of hormones to help to start the pregnancy, and then the pregnancy will actually maintain itself. So it is possible, but it's certainly not something that's frequently done in Australia, and it's not something that's really frequently done at all.
Mm. Is there any indication of how IVF might change in the future to allow safer pregnancies for older women?
Yeah, look, that's a really good question. I think the biggest problem is we don't really know too much about these women because it doesn't happen very frequently. We are seeing more women over 45 have a pregnancy, and it's now about 1 in 1,000 births in women, I think, and over the age of 45. But certainly the women that are much older, we don't really know very much about. So we probably need to watch these women very carefully as they come and try and learn a lot more about them. As for how IVF will help to intervene, that's a tricky one. I think that, you know, what we know is that even with all of the advances in artificial and assisted reproductive technologies, what we can't do is give women eggs when they've run out. We can't rejuvenate their eggs in any way. So I think even though we have the capacity to do these kind of techniques, that, you know, that we need to remember that we are most fertile in our 20s, and that's when it's safest to be pregnant. And so we need to be thinking about starting families well before we're ready to, so that we can get the best out of our eggs and sperm.
Mm. Okay, well, just as a final question, what do you believe is the safest time for women to have children?
Yeah, look, I mean, that the I guess medically the safest time for a woman to have children is in her 20s. We know that there are a few risks, but there is a tiny little bit of increased risk with women having children in their teens. And we know that the risks begin to increase after 30. So certainly in their 20s, they are most fertile. Most often their eggs are in the best condition, and they most often have lots of eggs to use in their 20s, and the risks of pregnancy complications are lowest then. So, you know, we recommend that people start a family as soon as possible, or if not, to think about starting a family as soon as possible, because what we do know is that because a woman is born with all the eggs that she has, that means that everything that she exposes herself to and all of her life experiences, her eggs get exposed to. So it's about planning for the future and thinking about when you're ready to start a healthy family.
Mm. All right. Okay. Well, Hannah, thanks very much for joining me this morning to have a bit of a chat about that.
Oh, look, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Cheers.